fella, I rock. Respect. Hey, welcome back to Poppin' Politics Radio. My name's Gary Moskowitz, and we got a crew in the studio as usual. And for once, I'm finally introducing Brad Wagner. Brad, let's say what's up.
What's up? I'm Brad Wagner.
Brad is our producer, and he's in the studio with us every week. And as usual, we also have...
Jessica Jones.
Sonil Maharaj.
And today we're getting stupid, I think, correct? Are we getting stupid?
Yes.
We're getting stupid, dumb, ignorant, retarded. We're getting hyphy today.
No, it's crazy. It's stupid, dumb, crazy, retarded. There's no ignorant in there.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's clarify. So as they said, today we're talking about hyphy and we're talking about thizzin. And we're going to try to break it down for you, talk about what it is and what it means and all that jazz. So Jessica, why don't you help us out?
Well, just an introduction. In the past couple of months, I've been to Washington, D.C., Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, and Miami. And I've gone to parties and clubs in every single city. And every time I go, I get hyphy, get dumb. And every time I have the same response, people just stare at me like I'm crazy. Me and my friends, like, we're on something. They always think we're on drugs. And that's when I realized it.
Hyphy. Are you?
No. That's when I realized hyphy is strictly a Bay Area movement. And then it's just what we do. It's how we get down, basically. And when I started talking to different people I was meeting from all these different cities, they don't know what hyphy is at all. They don't know any of the rappers. They don't know who Mac Dre is. They don't know who E-40 is. They don't know who Keek the Sneak is. And it was interesting to learn that hyphy wasn't anywhere but the Bay.
How did it make you feel, though, you know, when you guys were at the club and you're doing your thing, having fun, and everybody's like, you know, what the hell's going on with these girls?
Well, I don't care either way, but it's just, I feel like in the Bay, we just know how to have a good time at a party. And in other cities, it's like the girls dress up and they look cute and they just stand around. And we look cute, but at the same time, we can still, you know, get down with everybody else and like really just like let loose and not care what anybody thinks. So I don't care, but at the same time, it sucks because people around me do and they're not like feeling it. You know, they're not in the building and feeling themselves.
All right, then.
That's a song. That's a song.
All right. Well, hey, let's take a why don't we break it down and have somebody kind of or have somebody break it down for us just so we can clarify what we're talking about. So earlier in the week, I talked to a writer. His name's Eric Arnold. He's a writer for East Bay Express. He's written a couple articles on hyphy and thizzin. So let's listen to what he had to say.
Hyphy is, in the purest sense of the term, an amalgamation between hyper and fly. So it's a combination of those two words. It is a street term. I've heard that it originated in Oakland, and it kind of circulated for quite a bit. I've heard reference to people talking about hyphy, not in a positive sense, but in the sense of, oh, someone is doing too much or they're overly aggressive. Back like 10 years ago, way before the Federation came out with the song Hyphy. Now, when the Federation came out with their song Hyphy, which is kind of like at the tail end of 2003, the beginning of 2004, it kind of symbolized the emergence of what some people call the New Bay Movement, which was basically a new variant on the Bay Area sound, which was maybe a little bit more up-tempo and a little bit hookier, a little bit catchier, and also had a lot of parallels between the down south style that is called crunk. Thizzin, on the other hand, is a term that it basically means ecstasy use by inner city clientele, as opposed to the suburban kids and middle-class kids who were raving in the early 90s. And it became popularized by Mac Dre, the late Vallejo rapper, who had an album, I believe, in 2003 called Thizzle Washington. And it's one of the crazy characters that he originated. And it was kind of like a almost tongue-in-cheek coded reference because he's on the cover of the Thizzle Washington album with this big old blown-out afro and there's some kind of crazy psychedelic album art that kind of refers to the sense that the thizzin comes from a drug reference.
Let's dance!
All of the hyphy people.
nuts in the rain. Got my box shirt on, fitted hat on, wave couch on, speed coach on. Rick Rock beats, yeah, fella, I'll rock ya. Trippin' with stress, one of the homies might pop ya. Northern California, I don't care where you stay. I'm from Fairfield, California, USA. We get hyphy, roll up trees, straight smoking.
Okay, that was the hyphy remix by Federation and a slew of Bay Area rappers, correct?
Yes.
See.
And again, we're talking about hyphy and Thizzin today on Poppin' Politics Radio, which in case you do not know or did not know, this is a conversation about Bay Area rap and hip hop culture, including which includes music and dance. Correct.
Yes.
I guess you could say that.
I feel so white today. It's like, today we're talking about Thizzin and hyphy. Okay, so anyways, let's break it down in your words again. Like, what is hyphy?
For me, personally, hyphy is just when you go to the club and you just get loose and you just dance. Basically, just kind of looks like you might be having a seizure, shaking. My neck usually is sore the next couple days, honestly.
Really?
Yes. And it's just getting crazy, stupid, dumb, retarded. It's just the way you dance. Like, you know, you sway. And I mean, depending upon the song, the you go faster or slower. You know, like if it's fast and you're like, or if it's slow, then it's more like a swagger type thing.
Is it, do girls ever do that thing where it's kind of like, you know, there's serious ass shaking going on, right?
No,
and then they kind of drop it down.
No,
like,
no.
Like dropping it.
Drop it like
not at all. Hot. That's it's a whole different thing. Okay. No.
Hi-fi, I'm just trying to get a visual.
It's more
all.
Of a male type thing. It's not.
Oh, that's right.
It's not like females shaking their butt at all.
And we're going to get into that later because one of our interviewees he paints a really good picture of what it does look like.
Yes.
But before we do that, go ahead.
I was going to say musically, for me, because I don't do the dancing part, but as an avid like hip hop fan, when I moved to the Bay Area, I was kind of taken back by this hyphy stuff because I used to listen to a lot of Bay Area rap growing up, and it was considered like mob music. Everything was sort of gangster, smoking weed, dealing drugs, things like that.
But not the same way that like LA gangster rap was gangster rap. Like it was a different sound.
It was a different sound. Because they weren't claiming like Crip or anything like that. They're like Hunters Point, Fillmore. Like it was broken down just by the San Francisco districts or like Oakland, East Oakland is what they claimed. And so
This
hyphy stuff, they started playing. The radio was dominated mainly by by East Coast or LA rap or like the Southern stuff runs radio. But then when you listen to the radio out here, all you hear is this whole hyphy sound. It's the production is really like incorporates all these weird sound effects. It's like, I don't know what they're thinking when they produce stuff like, oh, I'm throwing a phone ringing in here, like some weird sounds. And then it's the Bay Area equivalent of crunk. And the interesting thing is that it hasn't caught on nationally. Mm-hmm. It's a regional thing, which I didn't know that until, like Jessica said, when you go elsewhere, there's like, nah, hyphy, nah, we don't know what the hell that is.
Like, when, say, I went like to different states and I would play like Thizzle Dance, and I think this is the greatest song ever, especially for dancing. But everyone's like, this sucks. Oh my God, this is so whack. This is weak. Should I take this out? Like, we went to Washington, D.C. for Howard's Homecoming, which is a historically black college. Anyways, it's every year. And they had, we were kicking it with some guys from New York and playing, you know, our songs. And they were like, turn this off. It's garbage. It sucks.
Really?
We're like, what? It's a masterpiece.
Well, let's play that song, Thizzle Dance, right? It's by Mac Dre. We got a clip of it. So. Actually, maybe we should play the clip first. You want to play the clip first and then the song?
Yeah, play the clip first.
Okay.
This is Pete Griffin, and he is the host and creator of television show in the Bay Area called Hip Hop University, which is basically mixing hip hop with education.
And it's on Channel 29, Public Access.
Channel 29.
You're getting hype in the club. I mean, like, you know, you're swaying side to side. You're probably most of the time. I don't applaud this, brother. You need to start dancing with girls. But it's usually a group of dudes, and they're not dancing with each other, but it's almost like a black mosh pit. It's almost like an African-American mosh pit where they're dancing with each other. Like I said, if you got dreads, you're shaking them. You got your gold ones, you're smiling, and that's hyphy. That's how hyphy gets down. It's usually like you won't see, it's not too many times you'll see a girl and a dude going hyphy together, unless they really on some Bay Area type, you know what I mean? But I mean, like, usually it's a group of men dancing together.
First, I do like this. Like to put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Dip to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. Hop back up, then I start to slide. Copping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the bird. Dust myself off like I just told third. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Run to Harlem Shake, it's the Dizzle Dance.
Stupid doodle dumb. Something terrible. Tell them how we come.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Come on, go stupid with me.
Side clown, gig so hard, make my pants fall down.
Okay, we're back, and we just took a listen to Thizzle Dance from Mac Dre and Get Stupid from Mac Dre, too. So, what's the deal with Mac Dre, man?
Well, Mac Dre was he's sort of a Bay Area legend. He died over a year, he was murdered over a year ago, but his whole thing was thizzin', which it was a slang term for doing ecstasy, like, you know. You had your raver crowd; they dropped E, but all the inner city, the kind of thug gangster dudes, they didn't do the. They didn't want to. I didn't think they wanted to be like associated with like the raver crowd. So they called it thizzin', like, so make it cool or hip, like acceptable to like the thug crowd, I guess, the hip hop crowd. And that's a lot of his music sounds like he must have been on. He had to been thizzin' to make the music, because it's actually a lot of these people, because the music sort of is, if you've just heard samples from the music, and so you could tell like this stuff is goofy. It's like the beats, the lyrics, everything is just, it's sort of, it's repetitive, of course, like every song is about getting stupid, acting dumb, and yet it's catchy. It's what it's for, is for the clubs. And so thizzin' is just another part of hyphy. If you're getting hyphy, you're getting thizzin', and it's a dance that was described in the Thizzle Dance song. And so, but you don't have to be actually on the drug to be
right. I know what you're saying. Well, I'm glad you differentiated too from like you broke it down about like trying to break away from the club scene or whatever, because like we talked about it, I guess, like last week or earlier this week, about how like, you know, like I like going to clubs in the 90s or whatever, there was like a real this scene where people would go to clubs and there was a lot of E and everything, right? Dropping beans, people used to say, right? And the whole thing was like going to the club, dropping E, and like acting stupid, like doing all these weird dances and people getting a circle around each other and just see who could be weirder, you know? So like when you first started talking to me about this whole thing, that's what I first thought of. Like, hey man, I used to see this, you know, stuff back like 15 years ago.
It's the same thing now. It's just happening in the Bay Area with a predominantly African-American crowd.
Right.
But you don't have to be on drugs to do it. A lot of people aren't. And some people, I think it's just a way for them to express themselves. And yeah, maybe it originated by doing ecstasy, but nobody that I know or ever have seen that I'm aware of has been on drugs. They're just free. And I think that's just, I don't know, it's just part of the culture is just being able to not care, be free, and express yourself and not have to be on anything to do that. So I don't want to say that it's only people doing drugs and the rappers are all on drugs, because, I mean, sometimes I act like I'm on drugs and I'm not. So.
Well, there's the issue of, like, boredom. When I talked to Eric Arnold, the writer from East Bay Express, he brought up a point about, like, these inner-city kids or whatever, or not really kids, but, you know, young people or whatever, youth being bored, like inner city kids who don't have, you know, shit to do, so they're just looking for something to do and they're bored, you know. I mean, do you think that's accurate?
I guess I wouldn't know. I haven't experienced that myself, but I mean, it's just a way for people to let loose, act stupid, I guess. If you don't want to think about it, you know, you don't have to listen to the most conscious music. Sometimes you just want some brainless stuff to shake your head and shake your ass and just get down, and that's what this music is about.
Totally.
But at the same time, like I said, it's repetitive, and how much can you take? Like, I'm already sometimes, you know, the beats are almost similar from track to track, you know, you hear this stuff on the radio, it gets kind of tired, like you get tired of stuff too quick. For me personally, like the crunk stuff, I was never on that Little John stuff. I didn't understand how people could like that stuff, the whole southern crunk, like shake your feather, whatever they were all talking about, like, you know, it gets repetitive, and this sort of will get I think this will get repetitive too, which is like I think we're going to discuss later, is how this appeals. I mean, this is not mainstream Bay Area music is like, but it doesn't define the whole movement that we have here.
It's not like you want to go home when you're cooking food in the kitchen and put on some hyphy music, right?
Yeah, you can't get hyphy all the time. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, and another point too is that this is primarily, I think, from what you told me, is like this is like a club scene, like club music. Like it's not like you go see hyphy bands live, or do you? I don't know.
I've never seen anyone perform. I've heard the songs in the clubs, things like that. You know, DJ spinning them and crowds getting rowdy. It's about it. But like, you know, the Bay Area, it's a diverse culture and lots of music. But this is the mainstream sound because you have artists like Zion I, Blackalicious, groups like that, The Coup. You know, they're Bay Area artists, but I think they have more national appeal. These guys don't have any national appeal at all. It's like, you know, take this to LA, they're like, what the hell is hyphy?
Actually, in LA, they're catching on. At first, in LA, they were like, what is this crap? It sucks. But now, when you go to LA and you play this, they're trying to be like more Bay than we are. They're on it in LA. And
wow.
At first, they're trying to hate on it. And now.
Because LA always hates on
it. LA always hates on Bay. But they hate on it, but they want to do it because they know it's fun and they're secretly envious. But it's blowing up in LA. No, it is.
Bias. okay, well, let's play some more music, right? We got a song called Super Hyphy by Keek the Sneak, and then we got a song called What Is It from Frontline. So let's take a listen.
I don't put that on, that's my curve. Hood all my life, I put that on my word. Start with a player, four splurge with a nerd. Every day for the streets, but I'm rarely ever heard. Rap for the bird.
I ain't never tripping, dog.
What is it?
I'ma show you how to fall.
What is it?
Whatever you might want it to be.
What is it?
Why you wanna hate on me?
What is it?
I ain't even tripping, dog.
What is it?
I'ma show you how to fall.
I don't give a damn where you from and where you be. It's gonna take more than a beat to bring the heat. By now you should know I'm from the Oakland street. If you think about it, nigga, it can get real deep. I ain't gotta fake your smile to show you love. I'ma cop back and pop to show you slug. Fuck rapping, nigga, we can go all out. Man to man, or we can bring all the turfies out. When you see me, clear your...
Hey, we're back on Poppin' Politics Radio. So again, that was Super Hyphy from Keek the Sneak and What Is It by Frontline. So... Can you break down the whole blue-purple thing? Because there's a lyric in Super Hyphy, right, where he says something blue, or was it purple?
Well, and there's a lot of songs.
Because it's a drug reference.
Yeah, they make similar drug references. A lot of the songs, like I said, are repetitive. And a lot of songs, you'll hear them talking about purple, which is a reference to California or Bay Area weed. It's got a purplish tint, I guess, to it. I don't know. I don't... smoke any myself, so I wouldn't know, but that's okay. The references. Scraper, with the F, you hear him in songs talking about scrapers, their cars pretty much.
And Eric Arnold talking
about
that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So, but what is that exactly? What kind of car is it? It's just that it's been lowered,
old,
right?
Bucket.
It's an old beat-up car, like a bucket.
It's just been, like, lowered, right?
No.
I don't think it has to be lowered. I think they just call it a scraper just because it's a bucket.
Ah, okay. See, yeah. I'm from Florida, and Florida was all about lowering it, so I thought scraper,
might have to do with that. I don't know. Like, the Bay Area, also, it's like, this is probably another reason why people can't get into it, because they incorporate all this slang that no one has ever heard before. Like, you got E-40, who's, like, one of the biggest people in the Bay Area, and he has his own language. Like, I don't even try to learn what he's saying. Stuff like Fashigadel. I don't know.
Yeah,
what's like, bubbleating pimping? I don't know.
Yada mean for show. Yada to mean for sheath.
Yada to mean. That's like a. That's. I think that's a Keek the Sneak word. Like we heard hyphy. He's actually the person who came up with the word hyphy. He's the one that they credit for coming up with hyphy. The whole fasheezy. A lot of people were saying fasheezy. Uh-huh. That's also credited to Keek the Sneak. The whole izzle, fizzle, sizzle that Snoop Dogg was using.
Uh-huh.
That also, they kind of took that from the Bay Area, actually.
Like, and does Snoop ever make any reference to it?
No.
Like Bay, anything?
No, I think Keek the Sneak has a song where he mentions, like in the original version of Super Hyphy, he says, that's my word. And he keeps saying, like in the hook, he'll be like.
Oh, that's what that meant?
Yeah, he says, I put that on something, that's my word.
Okay, and it says, what you talking about? That's my word.
And it says like, fasheezy, what it do? Hyphy, and so like, and then there's another song where he says he asked for his credit, like, "Where's my credit?"
Oh, I never understood that song. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. I guess it does.
But that's kind of the point sometimes too, right? Like, it's not about trying to make sense or make a point, right? It's just getting stupid, right?
Exactly. If you listen to the music, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, let's go back to Pete Griffin from television show Hip Hop University. You want to preface this quote with anything?
No, just he's going to be talking about can Hypee make it big and what kind of he doesn't want to see happen with it.
Okay, cool.
Hypee can it can be extremely big for the Bay Area. It can do for the Bay Area what Crunk did for Atlanta to what I mean what Texas is now the high spot. You got Paul Wall and all them cats coming out. So it can be very big. It can open up the doors for a lot of the talented artists we got up here. E-40 will play a big role in that with his new deal with Lil Jon. That's gonna make sure that's really our big shot. He got the song now out with Keith Disney called Bell Dumb. So that's gonna be very big. The only thing that I have one problem with, and I have a feeling this is the reason why it's getting picked up, is that it's promoting ignorance behind African Americans. We're saying go dumb and go stupid, and I think now that it's fine, it's sad, but that's what we had to do to market the Bay Area. Could they flip it? Hopefully. Hopefully they can flip it, but honestly, out the gates, they're going to have to play the go dumb, go stupid card just to get the Bay Area out there, which I have no, I mean, if it happens, it happens, but I know we got smart minds in the Bay that'll be able to flip it, unlike other areas who just bought into the commercialism of everything and, you know, didn't go back to their roots.
So again, that was Pete Griffin here on Pop Politics Radio. I think bringing up some pretty good points, talking about Hyphy and Thizen in terms of the larger picture. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree with the point he made about if Hyphy does make it big, that it is kind of embracing the idea of getting stupid and going dumb for African Americans. And I think it's negative because sometimes anyone in general, not even African Americans, but people in general, like music, they take it literally sometimes, and they don't see it as just like, oh, this is just for the club. I'm just having a good time now. But then, okay, back to real life, you know. And a lot of people don't do that, and they take it too literal. And I think that's not going to be a good thing if it goes national, and then it's just kind of like telling people to go stupid.
Yeah. All in all, I just think the music is just supposed to be fun. The dancing is supposed to be fun. If you take, it's not to be taken seriously. Like, it's not. I don't think it. In a way, I guess, sort of promotes ignorance, but at the same time, I don't think it really does. It's just getting loose, and that's all it is.
Well, you know, and like just the whole major label thing, like, and like commercial viability or whatever, like radio play, like it just ends up drawing attention to usually like the weakest link for any kind of creation. Like, and then it just ends up warranting like unwanted attention. Like all that attention got put on in LA on like gangster rap, right?
Right.
Not that all that was like bad or anything, but it shadowed, the media shadowed all this other great hip hop that was happening in LA.
Yeah, no one knows who Freestyle Fellowship is because, exactly, you know, Dr. Dre and the Chronic Movement came out there, like,
exactly.
And that's what's going to happen here, I'm assuming. Like, if this does blow up, then everyone think, oh, San Francisco, that's where they get stupid. It's the SCO.
Right.
And they smoke purple scrapers.
Crown City Rockers or, you know, well, I guess they already know about Blackalicious, but whatever.
You know, Hieroglyphics, you know, all these other artists that are out here that have been doing it for years, you know? And it sucks because some of these artists are now starting to do that. Zion I, conscious rapper who's, you know, worked with like Aesop Rock, Del the Funky, Homo Sapien,
yeah,
and it's like he had to do a remix to a song that he called The Bay and throw on all these Bay Area rappers just to get radio play here. He wasn't getting any radio play, but now you can catch him on the daytime with that. Casual, a rapper from Oakland, from Hieroglyphics, been rapping for so many years. He's been associated with the Backpacker, like indie rap crowd, and he put out an album just recently with nothing but Bay Area rappers on there and just had a complete Bay Area sound just to get more Bay Area fans, because you know, I work with a lot of people that are just into just only Bay Area rap, only the Hyphy stuff, and they're like, I was like, oh, what about Hieroglyphics? You ever listen to them? And like, I've heard of them, but I never heard them, yeah? It's like, really? It's like they're a Bay Area staple.
So we've probably thoroughly confused anybody listening to the show at this point.
Yeah.
But hopefully you dug it and got something out of it, and hopefully you got a chance to listen to the music too. So any other last comments, guys? I'm guessing
I'll be getting crazy, stupid, dumb, retarded this weekend.
All right. So, yeah, again, for Poppin' Politics, I'm Gary Moskowitz, and we got Brad Wagner in the studio.
Zonial Maharaj.
Jessica Jones. You know what I mean?
Cool. So, once again, thanks for listening. Oh, we're going to close out this week's show with Mr. FAB with Super Sick With It, right?
That's right.
All right, for Poppin' Politics, peace and respect.
See me coming by the half a block. Got a dick in my ceiling from doing the robot. Catch all kind of buzz from all kind of thugs. They offer the divider, all kind of drugs. I'm married to the air. Pistol under the battery, dope in the ass.
Always sick with it, we is. Super sick with it. Scraper, scraper, full up with rippers. Purple, purple, gone off the liquor. This is sick with it, we is. Super sick with it. Scraper, scraper, full up with rippers. Purple, purple, gone off the liquor.
I don't need no iron, I'm already free. FAB what they call me, 40's a mouthpiece. I do the dummy retarded and ride the yellow bus. Put the 10 on the 5 and be doing hella much. High speed in my car, call it a scraper.